Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministry. Thank you for joining me for another lesson here that we're going to cover this morning. And we're going to cover these from the Suffer Well devotional series. The name of this ministry is Torah Life Ministries. And if you're not familiar with this ministry, Torah is the first five books of the Bible, starting with the book of Genesis, which is Bereshit. It means beginning. And it's the foundation of all scripture. And we have to get a good understanding of the foundation of scripture to understand the completion of scripture, which is our Messiah Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. A lot of people separate the Old and New Testament. Well, it's really one book, not two. And I would ask you to consider ripping out the page that divides the Old and New Covenant, because it's really original and renewed. And it's a beautiful book when you look at it as all as one book. And when you understand the instructions of our Creator, you understand what Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, was saying when He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And you won't be confused by the church and what the church is telling people. Now, with that great understanding comes a great responsibility of how you put that to others. We don't take pride knowing that we know more than somebody else. We take humility knowing that nobody could know everything and there's always something to learn. So as we do these devotionals, we want you to get a good, clear understanding of the goal of this ministry and what we're doing with those things. And we thank you for your prayers and your support. Now, we're reading from something called the Suffer Well devotional series. And suffering well, all the way from the beginning of the scriptures, has always been one of the goals of our Creator. Not that we would have an easy life once we accepted Yeshua as our Messiah, but we would do well in our suffering, knowing that there's something greater, and we're just passing through our time here until we get to a greater place. And He's given us a job and a responsibility to help others and to support others, and in a humble way, with meekness, teach others these truths that you have been shown and that our Creator has opened up His eyes. And all the glory be to our Father, Yahweh, always and never to us. Never to us, but all the glory be to Yahweh. So as we read today's devotional series, which is titled Mind Load, number one, we think about these things and consider the scripture verse that we're going to be covering today. So please consider that. And it's Galatians 6, verses 1 and 5. Now, if you're driving or if you're not able to turn to your scriptures right now, you could just listen. But if you are able to turn to your scriptures, Galatians 6, verses 1 to 5. And we read, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back into the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Yeshua. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. If you are not important, pay careful attention to your own work. For then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct." And I read the devotional today, and it says, "Of course, the fruit of obedience to your individual calling has personal and at times even private implications. Yet many still fail to understand how to measure the fruit. This is because bearing fruit was never contingent upon or measured by how others might react to your obedience. This is a crucial distinction to comprehend. Actually, bearing fruit is often contrary to the opinions of others. He who knows to do good and does not do it to him, it is sin, as it says in James 4:17. In essence, it rarely matters what others think or how they respond. Therefore, if you assess your fruit by the reaction of others to your obedience, you have neglected the spiritual blueprint considered Yeshua for existence. His disciples denied His call to obey His personal crucifixion is death of self. And so would you have. Yet, what magnificent fruit his obedience yielded, despite the opposition. It is therefore too difficult for you to comprehend, and no one is going to support you in yours. Obedience unto death and of self. As you fulfill your obligations to the Almighty Father, you would do well to seek your rewards within the mental poise, the balance, the peace, and the joy, and not from the outside, from the physical and the verbal affirmation, from other peoples and other things. Why, again, is this so crucial? Because if you are indeed a messenger of Yahweh, then, like the Messiah, a great portion of your work of obedience will be to correct the errors of those you call brothers and sisters. In this appointed work, great humility and meekness is necessary. Now, here is a notice and a warning. The notice is found on the surface of Galatians 6. Let each person examine his own work, and then he will have a rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. But to find a warning, we must go deeper. If your exhortations and corrections towards others sound like this, "How dare you rather than I love you, and no matter what, I would never forsake you," then you are not fully prepared for the work of a messenger. There is still internal work to be done before you can offer correction with the power of a lion and with the meekness of a lamb. The messenger of Yahweh is one who has been sifted, purged, plucked, pruned, and quite frankly, stomped on by Yahweh himself, just as he's promised to do and then did to his only begotten son. There is no self-righteousness among these messages. Their work is relevant, one, and their reward is a very personal. It is private. It is singular. It is quite often unseen by others. Remember the pattern of the messenger, loved one. It cannot be forced, only earned. And that is our devotional for today. A powerful, powerful message that prayerfully we'll get to understand. Many of us want to go out and do certain works, and many of us don't want to go out and do certain works, but we're often led to open up our mouths and say something about certain situations. We often have to break away from ego and look at ourselves before we can look at others and look at our own situations. And first ask ourselves, are we prepared to do the work that he's called us to do? Are we prepared to be messengers and sharing the gospel? And many of the devotionals lately are on this topic. Is not just how often we share it, but how we share it. And some people will say, and I might even suggest, is there a bad way to share the gospel? No, but there are people that are not prepared to share it as well as they can be. Because we must have a certain understanding of certain things in terms of humility and understand and try to connect, if you're not sharing it with a stranger, but somebody you know, their situation, and reflect on your own situation and help him lead you to a way to reflect this. But remembering always that we're all sinners. We all fall short. And only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we overcome these things and be perfect. But we have to remember as well, a lot of people are going to share the message with don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't understand these things about Yahweh. So we have to find a way to share these things in a righteous, meek manner with meekness and humility. Humility is a hard thing because so many people are stuck to their ego. The more somebody seems to learn, the more egotistic they seem to get because they know more than somebody else or something like that. We have to be careful with this, and the scriptures warn us against this. There are two type of people that you're going to try to help. Those that don't claim to know Yeshua and those that do. And I will tell you there's instructions for handling those situations in a different way. But it does say we should share the gospel with every single person. And it does say we should help everyone who's fallen and everyone who's down. So as we remember that, let's look in some scriptures right now and see what it says. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:15, those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot evaluate. Be evaluated by others. Very interesting. And this was Paul's message to the Corinthians. And let's look what it says here in some of these commentaries about this. This is very good. It says, non-Christians cannot understand spiritual truths, and they cannot grasp the concept that Yahweh's Spirit lives in believers. Don't expect most people to approve of or understand your decision to follow Yeshua. It all seems so silly to them. Just as a tone-deaf person cannot appreciate fine music, the person who rejects Yeshua cannot understand truths from Yahweh's Spirit. With Yeshua, the lines of communication broken, he or she won't be able to hear what Yahweh is saying to him or her. We must not remain silent, however, using others' difficulty in understanding as an excuse. One of Yahweh's communication channels. We must be alert to opportunities. Another person's question may be evidence that Yahweh's Spirit is drawing him or her to the point of decision. How would you respond if somebody asked you about your faith? And that's a great question. And I remember one time somebody said there was a man on a plane sitting down and he was reading his scriptures. And the lady next to him said to him, how can you prove to me that is real and that is true? How can you prove to me that you're reading the Bible, that the word of God is true? And the man started to open up some scriptures and started to read some scriptures. And the lady said, no, I don't want to hear it from a book. I want to hear it from you. You tell me how that word could be true. And the man was always used to using scriptures to share the gospel. And he didn't know how to respond. And he said, I'll be right back. And he went to the bathroom on the plane. And as he was in the bathroom, he prayed to Yahweh. And he said, Yahweh, show me how I can teach this lady that your word is true in a humble manner that'll get the message over to her without using your scriptures. I'm not used to doing this. Please help me. And Yahweh quickly answered his prayer and told him just to share your testimonial. To share your testimonial. The man came back to his seat. He shut his Bible. And he explained to the woman, this is how I know the word is true. And he shared his testimonial of how he came to know Yeshua without needing the scriptures to express that story. And as we think about these things and think about the verse we just read in 1 Corinthians 2:15, and we think about these things that some people know and some people don't know, those that claim to know our Creator is one thing, but those that don't know him, and even those that know him, will all look upon us in a certain way and our walk in a certain way. But we must not be focused on what people are looking at in our walk. We must rise above that and not seek appraisal for man in our obedience to our Creator, but seek appraisal of our Creator. That's the important thing. James 5:19-20 says, my dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. We are to seek to help all brothers and sisters in staying on the righteous path and not straying. We must be the messengers that our Creator has prepared us to be and called us to be in every situation at every time. But we must do it to please Yahweh and not live to please others. Romans 15:1 says, we who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We must not seek the appraisal of others. We must seek the appraisal and the job that our Creator has called out for us. Romans 12:3 says, because of the privilege and authority Yahweh has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith Yahweh has given in us. Hallelujah. And then we went to 1 Corinthians 3:16 that says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of Yahweh and that the Spirit of Yahweh lives in you? Every single person has been made to become a vessel and a messenger for Yahweh. Some of us reject it. Some of us aren't ready for it. Some of us have accepted it in our own ways, but have strayed. But Yahweh wants to use us to help each other and lift each other up. And that's what he wants to help us do. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Yeshua Messiah is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. The scriptures call us to test everything. Test everything. Test everything. And to seek the approval of our Creator is our ultimate goal. Galatians 1:10 says, Am I now seeking the approval of man or of Yahweh? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Yeshua. We're his messages, and he wants us to do the job that he set us out to do. John 12:43 says, for they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from Yahweh. That must not be the way we are, folks. We must love Yahweh more than man, and Yahweh's ways more than man, for the scriptures say we cannot serve two masters. He's given us a job, and I ask you today, how many of you are ready to do the job? In your prayer time, to ask him, how can you share the gospel with others? In a way, in a humble way, that even if they don't understand it, even if they don't understand what you do, even if they don't understand your faith and love, it'll start to open up their eyes. And they'll want the fruit that they see in your life, the peace, the love, and the joy. The difference between you being set apart in the ways of this world. This is what they want. Psalms 118, 6. Verses 6 to 9 says, Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can men do to me? Yahweh is on my side as my helper. I shall not look at the triumph of those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes. And this message goes out to all of you, because man will ridicule you, criticize you for the things you're doing. Just like Yeshua was criticized for the things he was doing and saying. But we understand that Yahweh's given us a great responsibilities. And it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to Yahweh as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of the truth. Rightly handling the word of the truth. And 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, just as we have been approved by Yahweh to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please Yahweh who tests our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:4 says, but I say, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with Yahweh, and my recompense is with Yahweh. Colossians 3, 23-24 says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for Yahweh and not for man, knowing that from Yahweh you will receive the inheritance of your reward. You are serving Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. And Matthew 6, 33 says, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So we pause for a second and say, how many of you are seeking his kingdom first? How many of you are seeking the appraisal of man? How many of you are helping your fellow brothers to gain a foothold in their life and to gain something of an earthly matter? Or how many are you doing it because it's our responsibility not to let one ear stop short from hearing the gospel of our Creator? To tell everybody and everyone, no matter what people think, no matter what people say, and to let Yahweh help you share it in a way of humility and not in a way of egotistic way, thinking that we know more than somebody else or we're better than somebody else. Why are we doing these things? Question your motives. Question your motives. And we understand these things, and we understand the difference between pleasing Yahweh rather than pleasing people, and why we are to do certain things. It says in Acts 5:29, Peter said to, and the apostles answered, we must obey Yahweh rather than man. We must obey Yahweh rather than man. And I see people today handling this in an incorrect way. Incorrect way. Our Creator teaches us about authority. Our Creator teaches about righteousness. And our Creator teaches about all these different things. And you have a whole bunch of people protesting things in a manner that is not of our Creator. For our Creator tells us how to do these things. And to preach and about Scripture and what Yahweh has done in our lives. I promise that to every single one of you, instead of you with defying and coming against authority today in the world just because they're not following Yahweh's ways, we'd be much better to teach them the ways of Yahweh through our preaching and our testimonial and letting them know what Yahweh's done in our lives instead of being so defiant and telling people we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. If you're truly a servant of Yahweh, you understand about the meekness. You understand about the humbleness and the humility. We wouldn't take pride in not doing man's ways. This is a problem. This is a big problem today. It's one thing to know man's ways are evil and not of Yahweh and not to do them, but it's another thing to do, take pride in that. Yahweh wants us to be humble, humble in our ways and humble in our approach in all things. For we suffer from the same thing. And wasn't that the scripture we read here today when we started off the testimonial? For it said in Galatians 6, when you go to help someone, don't be tempted. At least that the same thing you're going to help them with become part of you. And I see so many people out there today trying to explain what righteousness is according to our Creator, but they're doing it with the same attitude of those who are oppressing them. And it's created a big problem. We must understand the love and humility and the word of our Creator. We must have a personal relationship with Yeshua if we're going to gain any foothold in this world and understand this. Not becoming part of this world and sucked into the temptation of pridefully doing something that just because in the name of righteousness, doing something with pride doesn't make it right. It makes it wrong because it's the attitude. It's not the attitude Yeshua had when he did certain things. We must understand the enemy is prowling and trying to destroy us, and he's doing it. Humbleness and humility is what we need to seek. We need to seek the humility that our Creator is trying to bring amongst us today. Yahweh showed us this humility, and we should show it to others. It says in Philippians 2, verses 6 to 8, who being in the very nature of Yahweh did not consider equal with Yahweh, something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for you know the grace of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua, that we thought he was rich, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you thought his poverty might become rich. And Romans 15:3 says, for even Yeshua did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. We need to humble ourselves and imitate our Creator and not do things the way things are being done today. In teaching others, in calling out for justice, in seeking Yahweh's word, it says in James 4:10, humble yourselves before Yahweh and he will lift you up in honor. Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And Micah 6:8 says it perfectly. It says, know, O people, Yahweh has told you what is good. This is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Elohim. To do what is right is living according to the Bible, according to the instructions of our Creator. But there are many people out there today that are doing that, but they're not doing with the right attitude. The right attitude says to love mercy, to pray for others, not oppress others because they're not understanding Yahweh. To do what is right with mercy and to walk humbly with your Creator. So those are the three things that we're called to do as believers. If we're prepared to be his messengers, live a righteous life, which means living according to the commandments of our Creator, to do it and to love mercy. To love mercy, have understanding that others might not get this, to pray for them. To pray for them and teach them and share your testimony with them. And then finally, walk humbly. Walk with humility and not pride and self-ego that you know more than everyone else. This is the problem Yeshua had with the whole Pharisee community. Everyone then back then was adding to the words of our Creator and thinking just because they were able to keep the words of our Creator and understand them that they were better than everyone else and they were making it harder for everyone else. They weren't showing them mercy in their shortcomings, but they were oppressing them. They weren't praying for them. They had an ego. That was a problem. Yeshua had an issue with the Pharisees because they had an ego. It wasn't because they didn't have obedience to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, even though they were adding to the word and tells us not to, but they had an ego about it. And I'm telling you today, we need to be careful because the enemy and what he's doing out there, so many people today are fighting for social justice and everything else, but they're doing it. Not everyone, but many of them are doing it with the wrong type of attitude, with the wrong attitude. And if you're fighting for something that's right with the wrong attitude, you end up just like the Pharisees and the sages that were doing what was right, but they did it with the wrong attitude. And Yeshua, our Messiah, had more of an issue with attitude than with works. We must be humble and love mercy and do what is right according to our Creator. And that's what Yeshua taught us more than doing something that most people are already doing. It's the attitude about it. That's what we got to seek. That's what we got to seek. And we need to let Yahweh humble us. Humble us. So we're not proud and we don't have the ego stuck to it. It says in Proverbs 11:2, with pride comes, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And Proverbs 22:4 says, by humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honor in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray this message is touching you today, and something I'm saying is waking you up, and just you, we could understand and the pain for others that don't yet know our wonderful Creator, and those that do, but they need some help in their guidance with it, that you would pray to our Creator and he would help teach you and show you the more righteous way to do that according to his desires for our life. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to pray for each other, and we need to do it with meekness and humility. Thank you, Father, so much for humbling us and open up our eyes and our hearts to your holy word. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that your day be blessed and our eyes be opened more and more this day and every day. You can see more teachings at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, LifeMinistries.org. You could also go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries, and support us there. I thank you all for your prayers and support. Everybody have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.